El Salvador blocks Senator Van Hollen's visit with deported illegal alien. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 16, 2025. The government of El Salvador refused to allow Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD, to see an alleged MS-13 gang member, who was mistakenly deported to the country. During a press conference from El Salvador, Van Hollen revealed that he had met with the vice president of El Salvador, Felix Ulloa, and talked about the case of Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia, an illegal alien from El Salvador. Van Hollen claimed that Abrego Garcia was legally in the United States, and added that he asked why, if there is no evidence Abrego Garcia is part of MS-13, why he's still being held by El Salvador. Van Hollen said he asked Ulloa if he could meet with Abrego Garcia, and that he was informed he needed to make earlier provisions. The Maryland senator added that he informed Ulloa that he just wanted to meet with Abrego Garcia, and that he was informed the vice president was not able to make that happen. Watch, Caroline Levitt appalled by media championing deported alleged MS-13 member. I asked the vice president if Abrego Garcia has not committed a crime, and the U.S. courts have found that he was illegally taken from the United States. And the government of El Salvador has no evidence that he was part of MS-13. Why is El Salvador continuing to hold him in Scott? Van Hollen shared. And his answer was that the Trump administration is paying El Salvador, the government of El Salvador, to keep him at Scott. Van Hollen added that he had promised Abrego Garcia's family that he would do everything he could to get Abrego Garcia out of Scott. I promised them that I would do everything I could to get him out of Scott, Van Hollen added. And I won't stop trying, and I can assure the president and vice president that I may be the first United States senator to visit El Salvador on this issue. But there will be more, and there will be more members of Congress coming. As Breitbart News previously reported, Democrats and the news media have continued to portray Abrego Garcia as a Maryland father with protected status, though the White House has described Abrego Garcia as a leader of the brutal MS-13 gang. The focus this week is on Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia, a migrant from El Salvador, who has been sent home despite a 2019 judicial decision that barred his deportation to just one country, El Salvador. Garcia has been deported to El Salvador and is getting help to sue the federal government for a return back to the United States. The administration maintains the position that this individual, who was deported to El Salvador and will not be returning to our county, was a member of the brutal and vicious MS-13 gang. That is fact number one, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt explained in April. Fact number two, we also have credible intelligence proving that this individual was involved in human trafficking. And fact number three, this individual was a member, actually a leader, of the brutal MS-13 gang, which this president has designated as a foreign terrorist organization. Breitbart News's John Binder reported that, as Democrats have continued to defend Abrego Garcia, the White House is raising reports that the illegal alien has a history of domestic violence. Democrats are flying to El Salvador right now to demand the return of this violent illegal alien MS-13 gang member back into the United States, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt wrote on X. Included in the post was a report from Fox News's Bill Mulligan showing a Maryland order of protection filed in 2021 by Abrego Garcia's wife. During a recent meeting in the Oval Office with President Donald Trump, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Vice President J.D. Vance, and White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy and Homeland Security Stephen Miller, El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele responded to CNN's Caitlin Collins after she asked if the administration would seek the return of Abrego Garcia. Bukele labeled the question as preposterous and added that he doesn't have the power to return Abrego Garcia to the United States. "The question is preposterous," Bukele said. "How can I smuggle a terrorist into the United States? I don't have the power to return him to the United States." Breitbart News's Paul Bois previously reported that the Supreme Court ruled the Trump administration must facilitate the release of Abrego Garcia. Watch, oof. Trump, his cabinet, and Nayib Bukele dunk on CNN's Collins over deported alleged MS-13 member.